Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green. Several episodes ago, in fact, I'm looking at it here, it was November 2nd, we looked at analyzing your code. And in this episode, we looked at the managed code analysis tools so that you could see if your code was violating rules. And so what we were able to do is we were able to go to analyze and run code analysis on the projects in the solution. And what that told us was, were we violating best practices and rules? And we looked into that. So if you missed that episode, obviously highly recommend it. What I want to do today is kind of a follow-on to that, and I want to look at an application and see how we can check the performance. So I want to use the profiling tools that ship in the premium and ultimate versions of Visual Studio 2010. Not in Professional, not in Express, just premium and ultimate. And I want to look at the profiling. So I have a simple application here called PeopleTracks, and this is the same application that the docs use, so I want to be upfront about this. I'm taking today's example straight out of the docs. I think there's a pretty good walkthrough in the docs, and of course I've done some additional research on it. But if you've gone through the walkthrough and you recognize the sample, that's fine. I just want to admit it upfront that I didn't write this. Okay, so here's the example. It's people tracks, and if I click the Get People button, I retrieve a list of people, and it's hard-coded in a class somewhere. I don't think it's coming from SQL Server or anything. And then I can export the data and look at this Notepad file. All right. Not a terribly complex application, but it's going to be good to, it's a good example for us to see what the profiling tools are like. So to profile this, I go to Analyze, and I launch the Performance Wizard. And the first thing I do is select my profiling method. And there are a number of choices here. We're going to look at the first two. The first choice is CPU sampling. What this is going to do is look at each of the methods, sample each of the methods in the application, and see what percentage of the CPU they're using. So it's a great way to find out which of your methods are hogging the CPU. The second choice, instrumentation, is going to look at the actual timing. How much time did each method take? And then if you want to track allocated memory, you'd use the third choice. And if you think you have concurrency issues, then you can use the fourth choice. And again, we're going to look at sampling and instrumentation. So let's look at sampling first. I'll click Next. And then I'll identify the application that I want to target for profiling. This has to be an executable or a launchable web project. So we're just going to select the PeopleTracks application. Click Next. And when I click Finish, the profiling is going to be set up and the application runs. So I'll get people. And then I'll export the data. And then I'll exit the application. And I can see my profiling report. And there are three main pieces to this. At the top is a timeline, and it shows me CPU usage by time. So I can see that there's a little bit of a spike here, another spike over here. So I can get at a glance see that this application, in the first place, is not that terribly CPU bound. And I can also see that there aren't any massive spikes, as you would expect in this simple application. Then the hot path shows me, based on the sample counts, what methods are taking up significant amount of CPU time. And there's two measures here, inclusive and exclusive. The inclusive tells me that a particular method calls other methods that do work. And the exclusive here tells me that the method actually did the work. So I can see here that when I clicked Get People, we were on the Get People button click method, which doesn't do any work itself, but it calls other things that do work. One of the methods it calls is Get People, which does a very minimal amount of work itself, and then calls additional methods, such as Get Names, which here does measurable work, calls another method, and then here, the read line, we see that in 52.63% of the samples, this method here, the read line method of string reader, was actually doing work. So we can tell here that when this one, for this method with the high exclusive number, that this is a place we could start looking at. The third category are functions doing the most individual work, and this just shows me at the method level which methods have a high exclusive sample percentage. In other words, what are the methods actually doing work? So again, in the hot path, these first form methods don't do any work themselves. They cause work to be done. And I can see down in the functions, these methods do a fair amount of work. And particularly this read line at 52% and the substring that comes after it at 14%, this is the first place I would look to see what's going on. Okay, so if I want to investigate these, I can click read line, and that brings up the function details view. And I'm going to be scrolling up and down because I've got a low screen resolution here. So I can see in the read line, I don't actually see any source code because this is a framework call, but I can see the function calling this function. So the getNames method called readLine, and when I click on that, I see the actual code. And I can see the exclusive percentages over here on the left. So we check to see if name is not null. That appears in 52.8% of the time. And then we do a readLine, which appears 32.6% of the time. So these two calls are taking up a fair amount of CPU, but of course the question is, what are you going to do about that? I don't see a lot of optimization that can necessarily be done here. So I'm going to go to get people, and I can now walk up the tree. I can go to get names. I go to get people, which called get names, and I can go up to the button click, which calls get people, and I can drill up and down through the call stack and identify where the work is being done. So get people does a fair amount of work. Go and look at that. And I can see that this get names has a 49%. But if I scroll up and look at all of the code in this, I see that the reason, primary reason, this is at 87.6%, meaning in 87.6% of the sampling, this was eating CPU, is that this getNames method is called twice. Now, at the point I'm writing the code, I probably should have thought about this. I didn't write this code, but if I had written this application, at the time I called getNames twice in a row, I should have thought, well, maybe I should optimize that. But this is a great way to go back and find out that the first thing we want to optimize is the fact that this getNames is called twice. Okay. Well, I can go into the source code by selecting the link here for people.cs. And notice that these two lines are still highlighted, and they get the little fire here because they're in the hot calls. And this sample has an optimized version of this that calls getNames only once. So what I'm going to do is copy optimized getPeople, go into the project properties, add this as a compilation symbol. Okay, save that, and then come back and profile it again. To profile it again, I could launch the Performance Wizard, but an easier way is to come over here into the Performance Explorer and just click Start Profiling, which will create another run. The application launches, I get people, which calls get names only once, export the data, close this down, and then I'll see another report. And in this report, I can see if I look in the hot path that get names and that read line are no longer in here. They're no longer marked as being hot. And if I go down to the functions doing the most individual work, I see that there's a get string, okay, then there's a concat, and there's an add to list view item collection. So if I click on that, while I'm adding items to the list, I don't know if I'm able to optimize that any. But look at this string concat. There's a red flag if you've ever seen one. Oh. Hopefully you look at this and recognize that this is extremely inefficient code, because the way the CLR works, when you add two strings together using concatenation, it makes a copy of the string. So this is extremely inefficient code, and given that it happens for every item in the list, no wonder this is eating up a huge amount of the CPU, and we can optimize that. So we'll go into the Form 1 file again. The code is highlighted, hot item or hot path icons everywhere. We can come up here, and the solution to doing the string concatenation is to use the string builder. So I'm going to do that, copy this compiler directive, go into the project properties, add that as a conditional compilation symbol, save that, then come back into the Performance Explorer and profile again. Get people, which hopefully looked faster, export the data, exit the application, and again, another report shows up, and we can see that the concat is gone, and really the only thing left is calls to the framework or code that I'm really not going to do much about. So at this point, I've kind of optimized this. Now, there's a couple ways that we can see what we accomplished. The first is we're looking in the hot path, we're looking in the functions doing the most individual work, and we're kind of eyeballing it. But if we want a little bit more detailed information, we can come over to the Performance Explorer, select two of these reports, and compare them. So I'm going to select the original report and the one that the second one, which is where we called get names only once, and I'm going to compare those two performance reports. And what I can see are the methods and which ones have now gone down and which ones have gone up. So the first optimization, where we called get names only once, I can see that read line went down by 52.63%, and this substring went down by 14.44%, but I can see that this concat over here and the add items went up. They went up proportionately. They're not taking more or less CPUs than they used to, but now in the list of things eating up the most CPU time, they've now jumped to the top. So that's what that means. Not taking up any more CPUs, but eating up a higher percentage of CPUs. So this concat, which has always been there, again, jumps up towards the top. And then if we compare the second and third, this is when we use the string builder instead of the concat, then we'll see the concat completely went away, went from 20.48 down to zero, and this get string also went down a little bit, and now the number one use of CPUs is adding items to the list. Now, if there's a better way to do this, if it's an issue and there's a better way to do it, then you know we can continue to optimize, but I think at this point we're probably done optimizing. We call get names only once, we're using string builder instead of doing the concat, we've saved a bunch of CPU usage, and we're good. Okay, so that's sampling. I also want to look at instrumentation, and to do that, I want to set this app back to the way it was, as well as get some more screen real estate. So I'm going to go in here and remove the compiler, the compilation symbols. Okay, and I can save this performance session. So save everything in here. And now in the Performance Explorer, I'm going to choose instrumentation. Because remember, again, sampling tells us CPU usage. Instrumentation is more about the time it takes. So instrumentation is good when you think that your application is bound by things like I/O or network performance. So let's see what happens. I'll select instrumentation there and start profiling, which again will instrument the application and run it. I click Get People. And again, this is the unoptimized original version. Export the data. And then when I exit, I can view the performance report. Okay, so what do we see? The things that take the most time are the application starting. Form 1 main, application.run, the get people button makes things happen. So again, it has a high inclusive but a very low exclusive. This application.run has a high exclusive, so that takes a lot of time. Not quite sure what we can do about that. So in this case, we probably want to come down to the functions. There's the run, there's the get people, and there's the concat. So this get people, which was calling get names twice, is showing up, and then here's the concat. So the get people shows up in 21.62% of the time. The concat It's a pretty small number, so in terms of actual experience, the user experience, you know, we should absolutely replace it with the string builder, but it doesn't take up a huge amount of time, so we'll do it anyway. All right, so let's look at get people. I click on that, and I don't have source code. You don't get the same level of inline coding or being able to see the code that you get with sampling. So with the instrumentation, I can't actually look at this get people method. I can go up to get people button, click, and see what it calls, but I can't dive into get people, and then I can't see get names. So if you want to know where the code is, you probably want to do the sampling first and then do the instrumentation. Okay, to get back to the summary page, I can just select that from the current view. Same thing with concat. I don't actually get to see the code. Well, it's seeing export data. Oh, there it is. Okay. So when I click string.concat, I see nothing, but if I go up to export data, then I can see. Okay, so let's go back into the code and make the optimizations. We'll do them both. So this was in people tracks. Let's optimize for the string builder. And let's optimize for calling get names once instead of twice. Save everything. And now let's run this again using instrumentation. The app's faster because we're not concatenating. We're only calling get names once. And now we get the profiling report. And again, if we come down to the functions with the most individual work, we don't really see anything that's our code. So again, we've probably achieved what we wanted. Let's compare the two of these, the two reports, the two profiles that were run with instrumentation. You don't get as much information. You do see that get people went down from 2162 to 0.06. You don't see the concat, so you don't get quite as much information. So I think you probably want to do them both. Do the sampling first, which gives you a better sense of what the code is, and then do the instrumentation. And the sum of those two should give you good information and point you in the right direction for optimizing. Okay, so I'm going to open up the original one, the original report, and I want to look at some of the other things you can do with the report here. And hopefully my windows will stop flying open. So I look at the timeline, CPU usage by time, and I see a spike between 0 and 2 seconds. So I want to zoom in on that. So what I can do is I can highlight those. There we go. So kind of click at the two and then drag left. And then I can filter by selection. So I can filter out the data and only look at what's happening in the first 2 seconds. And I can see basically that none of this is my code. Initialize component, etc. And if I look at the functions doing the most work, getting the application settings is eating up a bunch of CPU. So if this application retrieves a lot of settings, then I might do something about that. This is retrieving the normal amount of settings. There are no settings that I've added in here. And so in this first second, I don't know what I can do. So if the user says, oh, the application's really slow, it takes a long time, you know, I'm looking at the code here. The issue is not really much code that I wrote. So let's clear that report filter, and let's go look at what happens between seconds 8 and 5, filter by that, looking at CPU usage. And you can, of course, do this with the instrumentation as well. And now I see that the CPU usage at that time is because I clicked the Get People button, and I'm running the code that I wrote to retrieve the people. So that's a nice way to look at individual slices of time. Okay. We can also either show all code or show just my code and flip back and forth between having the report show us just code I wrote or just code we wrote versus all of the code. So if you want to filter out calls to framework functions, some of the framework functions, or calls to external assemblies, then you can click show just my code. Okay, what else can we do in here? We can export the data, So if I click Export Report Data, I can choose any of these various views and save it as a CSV or an XML file. Now these additional views I can switch back and forth to up here. There's a summary, there's the call tree, there is modules. So here I can see what modules are called and what the CPU usage is. Okay, and again, a lot of these are framework. People.dll, that's user code. Anything else? People tracks and people DLL are pretty much the only user code in here. Everything else is framework stuff. Okay, I can go to caller and callee. I can look at functions, and this is a nice view because this will show me all of the functions, and I can sort them by inclusive or exclusive. Okay, so here's the read line. Here's the get names. So this is a great way of looking at all of the calls. And there's lines, marks, processes, function details. That's this view. I'm not going to necessarily look at all, but there's a lot of options here. And then if we go back to the summary, I can save the data, save the analyzed report, or I can save everything. And if I go into the Solution Explorer, right-click on the solution and open the folder, here are all of the individual reports. These are all VSP files. And then this PSESS is the performance session. So I can save these, archive them, load them up, export them as XML, do analyses over time, and all kinds of useful stuff. So that, at a fairly high level, is profiling. There's obviously more to it. There are more things you can do to configure it and dive in. But what I wanted to do is just show a relatively quick high-level overview of how you use the profiling tools in Premium and Ultimate. And I think that's what we've accomplished here. Interested in your thoughts? What other areas of this would you like to dive into? We can do a follow-up session on this. One possibility would be to look at how you profile web applications, and then maybe we'll also look at a more complicated example, but I like this example for our overview. So that's our show for this time around. I'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.